Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's supposed to be playing music and the music isn't playing. We're going to have problems with Blog Talk today. Okay, apparently we're not supposed to play the song today. So, welcome to the show, everyone. This is Get Answers to Life's Questions, and I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. And this is a show that I was guided to create so that you would have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answers that guidance wants you to have. And today I have an absolutely wonderful, marvelous, incredible guest who is going to be working with me on the show. So, Queen, tell everybody about yourself.
As I tell them, I am telling myself about myself. How are you today?
I am doing great. I've been so busy. It was like 3 minutes before the show started, and I'm like, I really do need to change and go to the show now.
How nice to be able to do it like this from the comfort of wherever we choose to be, well, mostly,
yeah.
And, you know, just be in another place and space so magically. I am that I am, and I am a grateful embodiment of Source, of the all-knowing, the all-wise, and I like to refer to that energy as the Great Mother, the womb being of life, the portal of life that we come through to get to this place called planet Earth. And I noticed that you had taken some of my writings about myself, about my working with the children, so I will go there in terms of talking about myself. One of the greatest pleasures that I have been afforded is to be able to be with the young, because they are so open to truth and creativity and learning, and they help me to learn the process of real teaching is a figure eight, that as I teach them and they learn from me, I learn from them. And that has been such a blessing as I have traveled down the path of working with young people. And of course it's a tool and a quality that can be implemented in any teaching situation or any life situation, but it came to me through them. They also made me aware of the fact of not ever saying can't, because being in the midst of children, I've taught dance often throughout the years, and you see one who appears to have two left feet or two right feet,
mm-hmm.
or no feet. And they're like amongst these other children who are just gliding like birds and picking up the movements and showing me some movements. And we're flowing. And I would say to them, you can. And watching them do, of course, they didn't excel immediately. And they never excel as a professional dancer or a dancer that might get attention on the dance floor for being awesome. But not saying that you can't, empowered them. And even as I'm saying that, the realization of the overlapping of the spiritual world and the metaphysical world and the artistic world and the creative world through working with the young has revealed so much to me. I have seen miracles working with them. I have seen transformations working with them. I've seen unity. I'm being drawn to a situation where there was another one. She wasn't a good dancer. And we did a lot of things in this particular setting. And she had around her, though, her community. And they were so supportive of her. And learning the importance and seeing it, the importance of having that support around you to help to lift you up and to get you where you're going. So I'm a person that draws from situation, literally draws pen to paper, ink to paper, etc., and draws in from the waters, draws in from situation. I'm an empath, is what I should say. And I'm able to take from situations so much that sometimes I get overloaded, overburdened. Sometimes I have gotten that way. Throughout the years, I've learned how to balance that once I recognized that I was an empath and what was actually happening. Because being like a sponge, going into situations through life and coming up with all this information, pro or con to whatever it is that my intention was, and learning how to make the adjustments with the information and how to put it into places or not put it into places. Because being an empath is a challenging situation on this planet, especially if you don't even know what's happening to you. And a lot of people don't have any idea what's going on with them. So I am a teacher. I'm a consummate student. I love the arts and the crafts. I love knowing how many of them overlap. For example, I work with metal, and I have been blessed from working with metal to find, tune a community of metal workers, many of them masters, in various cultures, and working with metal in jewelry. I'm a jewelry artist. But I also see how working with metal overlaps into working with clay. This is a kind of clay that I have played around with, and I do sculptures as well in clay, but it's called precious metal clay. And you can take that and turn it into a clay, into jewelry, into actually sterling, brass, copper, gold. It requires the use of a torch, of fire, of heat, which is used in clay, which is used in working with iron and steel, and of course the other metals. So that brings in to working with the elements of earth, the clay, fire, the torch, water, which you need in working with the clay, and air. And I learned how to play around with the elements in a way that was magical through doing something called pit firing or outdoor firing. I took some, which is an ancient way of firing your clay, I took some clay, and Mother Nature being the reason for invention, or necessity being the reason for invention through Mother Nature, I took some straw and leaves and other things that were around, and I made a fire. And I began to watch how the fire moved, or how I could make the fire move, and how the smoke would come from different, moving in different ways. And this brings in dancing also, the movement in the hands, and I'm actually going through this while I'm talking to you, and bringing up a coloration on the clay, causing it to get darkened, to harden, and keeping it from breaking, because I would use the clay in a form that had not been put in a kiln, and I didn't want to kill it. So I work with the elements, and I live in the midst of a pine forest. So I live amongst nature, and that's a blessing. So I love children, I love learning, I love the metaphysical world, and most of all, I love the Great Mother who has made all this possible. And I rest myself now and listen to you, little Barbara.
Well, when you're talking, you know, there's just such a flow to you. You know, I am seeing mental images of you dancing and moving and just being one with the flow whenever you're talking. So that's, I get kind of mesmerized while I'm listening to you.
Thank you.
So now I have to come back to Earth. Okay.
Why? And you have a beautiful way of speaking and flowing as well.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we do have, we have a caller. So, caller, we're going to get to you now. All right, area code 613. Hi, this is...
Hi, Barbara, it's Wilma. How are you?
I'm doing great, Wilma. How are you? It's been ages.
I've been... what do they call that process going through the dark night of the soul or whatever? And I think I'm finally coming through on the other side. So that stuff is still happening, but I'm not taking it personally. Like for instance, the other day there was something on Facebook about your new Infinity Healing, and I tried to sign up for it, and I couldn't. The system wouldn't let me. So I didn't even feel, I'm only bringing this up because I'm hoping you can sense into the energy that I'm feeling. It's almost like a space of not neutrality. I can't really put my finger on it, but while the Queen Mother Goddess was talking about the fire and the blazing and everything, I felt a resonance with that, that I thought whatever that is that's still there that needs to be released or needs to be, the word blaze is coming. You know, like for when I call in St. Germain's violet flame, I ask for it to blaze through me because I assume it's going through and then it's going through my entire field. And lately when I visualize, I'm not just seeing light, I'm actually seeing what you would describe as a sacred fire. That's the best way I can think of describing it. So I think I'm going to stop talking now because I suspect that you can see whatever my guides are meant to have you see for me. I'm not even sure if I'm saying that right. I'm just telling you what's coming.
Okay. Well, Queen, it's customary for my guests to always go first. So are you seeing anything that you want to share with Wilma?
I'm not seeing anything as of yet, but I am feeling some things to say to her because there are variations of how things come in. And when she spoke
about
the fire, I immediately went to Sekhmet. Sekhmet is a Kemetic goddess who I work with quite often these days. And she is attuned to the fire vibration. And when you were talking about coming out of the dark night of the soul, I also wanted to say to you to write whatever it is that you think you're still holding on to, that you feel you're still holding on to, and put it in the fire and let it transform.
But therein lies the issue. I don't know what it is. Normally I get flashes or glimpses or whatever. I just know there's something there. And that's why I was guided to call in. I thought there's something there. So it's difficult to throw something in the fire if you don't know what it is you're throwing in the fire, if that makes sense.
Try fear is what I'm seeing.
Fear, okay.
Fear. And also, when you first came on, I got something about your health improving. So I'm going to say whatever fears you have around your health, to throw that in there, because it definitely was the first thing that I felt from you. I also see you putting buttons on on a jacket, and it looks like you're sewing things together, you're repairing things, but it looks like a jacket that would belong to a male. It feels like an old jacket. I'm feeling your father. I'm feeling repair of a relationship with your father. I don't know if he's in spirit or not. That doesn't seem important at the moment, but the fact of the matter is you are buttoning up, you are making a closure to relationship with your father. There is some, the word trauma is coming. There had been some trauma in your relationship with him, and now you are repairing that, and you are going to be receiving an immediate healing from that by use of the fire. And there's also going to be a release. I'm feeling the tears coming through your being willing to look this straight in the face. And as soon as you confront this, it's going to dissolve. I see you in a garden. I see you gathering herbs, and I'm also feeling fresh vegetables around you that are important, whether you grow them, whether you work in a community garden. I do see you gathering them. Time is going to become less important to you in terms of, I have to do this, I have to do that. You're going to slow down. You're going to move in a much easier, free-flowing pace, opposed to being so concerned with having to have everything so structured. Now, talk to me.
It's very interesting because the only issue I'm aware of with my health is my eyesight, and that seems to be, since I've come to the awareness, I've discussed this with Barbara many, many times, ever since I came to the awareness that my diminished eyesight is something that I've created on some level, and it's somehow intertwined with the financial struggle. Now, once one clears, the other is going to automatically clear on its own. So I'm going to take that as a positive, that you're seeing that my eyesight is you're confirming what I feel on a certain level, that my eyesight will be restored to its original optimal health in both eyes in this lifetime. So I'm accepting that as the health portion of it. The part about my dad, he is in spirit, but we always had a very good relationship. Except for when he died, I had a lot of, because he just dropped dead. So there was no closure. There was no knowing that he was going to die. But the trauma that's coming to me is, the trauma is when I was 3 or 4, he witnessed me being hit by a car. And I think I shared this story with Barbara before. I was hit and run over by a car, and he witnessed it. And he was screaming, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I looked up, and I was sure that it was Jesus that had come to save me. And then when I woke up 8 days later, to this day I still remember, but I kind of laugh that it was my father screaming, Jesus, 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 as he was running to chase me out, as the car was coming at me. I remember years later reading a book that said your angels are with you always, but they can't help you unless you ask them, unless it's an emergency. It's not your time to go. But if that happens and you're in an emergency and you can't actually ask for help, you just raise your eyes upwards. And that's that to me would have been more traumatic, I think, on my father's end, to witness his child being hit by a car and know there's nothing he could do but chase the car.
You know, as you were speaking, you said a closure, and the button is a closure, something to...
Yeah, because even when my father died, I remember my sisters-in-law, and there's a lot of energy now in my throat. I remember people talking about how I was my father's favorite. I don't believe that, but... when he died, all of the little things, like, you know, when I stuck my tongue out, like, we had a good relationship. I felt sorry for my brothers who didn't have a good relationship with him. But I don't know why all of this is coming up now. At that time when he died, I remember I went for a long time feeling so guilty, because even though we had a good relationship, I never got to say goodbye, I love you, in this lifetime. I didn't get to say those words to him. And so because I think I had that didn't have the closure, I remember times when I was a little girl and I stuck my tongue out at him behind his back, like things like that, things that he wouldn't even have been aware of. But those were things that, so perhaps this is part of the buttoning, is the realization that I know with my own child, even if she's ever done something that might have hurt me, and this, that's gone. Like I don't remember times when she's, so I think that's somehow coming up now, that just the acceptance on some level that I can't. So perhaps this is the what I couldn't see that needs to be cleared. And even as
That's
I say that,
I...
I'm not, yeah, and even as I say that, I'm not feeling a yes or a no. I'm still feeling that neutral energy that I felt, which is a good thing. It's that I'm in that space now where I can accept and allow instead of judge and, anyway, I'll stop talking now.
That's beautiful that you're in that space, and I heard you say that when one clears up, the other will clear up in terms of your eyesight and your money.
I just don't know which one has to go first.
Why don't you let it be your eyesight, and why don't you take this as a opportunity to resolve what you were not able to see with your father, and now you're able to see it, now you're able to look at it from a different perspective, and you'll also be able to see clearer ways to bring finances, to improve your finances by opening up your eyes and by going into a meditation and begin to see with, I see you seeing with your eyes closed, begin to see the vision of your, just as you were able to go back in time with your, in this journey about your father, to begin to see yourself as you were when your vision was better. And also take note of when it started changing so that you can be aware what blockages you might put there. I'm going to put you in Barbara Grace's graceful hands now.
Okay.
It was nice to exchange energy with you.
Thank you. It's really interesting because when you asked me, I didn't say the words because you were still talking, but I was like, yes, absolutely, I would like to step into that, where exactly what you said, and then I could feel the energy in my chest moving as you were talking. So I believe that just the simple intention to accept what you were saying and step forward into that was accepted on a soul level.
Beautiful.
No, I can't wait for Barbara Amazing Grace.
Well, you know, it was funny because when you were talking about you didn't have the closure, you didn't get to tell your father goodbye and that you love him, he was standing there and he was just cracking up and saying, how could she not know that I already know that? So he knows that you love him. He knows that it was difficult for you. He's always felt that, and he wants you to let that go. He really wants you to let that go, because you were his miracle. You know, he thought he lost you that day, and he didn't, and he got to watch you grow up and become this beautiful woman that you are, and you're his miracle. And he knows that you love him, and he loves you so very, very much. So let the whole idea that you didn't have closure go, because it's not true. Because he's still with you, and he loves you, and he knows you love him. He really, 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 how many really do I have to put in there? 20 really. Okay, put in 20 really. That's how many really he wants to have in there. He wants you to embrace your own life, to allow yourself to let go of all of that stuff and just live. So the closure is done. Okay, and the other thing I'm getting is that they want me to do some work with you, and it's work that will take a while, so we don't want to do it here because there are other people waiting to talk to us. So how is an hour and a half from now?
Perfect.
Okay, give me a call an hour and a half from now, and we will do what they want us to do.
Awesome. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome. And I can just see all of this beautiful, bright light that's surrounding you right now, and it's just going to get brighter throughout the day. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. Okay.
Awesome.
And thank you for calling, Wilma, and I look forward to talking to you later.
Me too. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to mute you so you can listen, and we will move on to our next caller. Okay. Our next caller is from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, it's Jessica. How are you?
I am doing great, Jessica. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm resting today. The last couple days have been big energy shifts and downloads and all that jazz. So, can you hear me okay, or do I need to put in a headset?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. So I was wondering if you can just do some healing around what I am going to proclaim is the last chapter. Well, I'm hesitant to say that. There might be one more. Basically some stuff has come up with my mom the last yesterday afternoon and into today, and some anger still has come up and resentment, and I just would like to clear that. I've been praying about it. But it still seems to come up a little bit that she thinks that I'm her slave, so, which I am not. Whatever. Anything around that comes up that you could assist with, that would be great.
Okay, we're going to see what Queen has to say first. So, Queen?
Well, how are you today?
Hello, I'm good.
Good. When you came in, I saw you sitting on a pile of books, a big pile of books, and you had your hand like the thinker. And then I heard you speak, and you want a healing. Well, you have a lot of things that you're sitting on, so recognize that in terms of your healing. You've accumulated a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
in terms of your relationship with your mother, books and volumes. And then you made a statement about not being her slave, but I want to say to you, you brought her forward. You brought her in here with you. You're carrying her with you. So in a way, you are what you do not want to be. So even though she's your mother, and she was the way you came into this planet, it's all right to let her go. As I'm saying that tears want to come down, it's all right to let her go. Don't feel guilty, because you are here to have a life of your own and to be an independent, fabulous, sexy, successful, powerful, independent in touch with Source, who you will depend on for your everything. It's all right to leave your mother alone. It's all right to put her in a bubble of happiness and all is well with her. There is like a chain. There is like a chain link that I'm helping you to resolve now, to dissolve, turning it into liquid, a flow of, like a little stream that can go either way, And I see you getting some wings now. After you've had the wings, they're appearing, reappearing. And you're leaving your other self, your lower self, on those books. And I see you being willing to transform yourself into that free being that you truly are. It's in your hands, as we know. You have the power, and you're going to use it. Bless your mother. She's your lesson, as we all get them. They come wrapped in all kind of ways and shapes and family, a lot of family. Bless her. Thank her for causing you to be able to be as strong and powerful as you are. And I leave you with that.
Oh, that was beautiful. I feel that, and I. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure.
Very true, everything that you said. It was a great channeling and a great healing too.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so for receiving, being willing to receive it.
Thank you to me.
Yes. Oh, I just love this energy. Okay.
Jessica, I'm getting something like I was getting with Wilma, where they told me that there's more than I can deal with on this radio show because there are other people waiting and they're saying the same thing about you. So, when can you and I connect?
Wow. Well, I'm around today after the show as well, if that works for you.
How is 2:30 my time?
What time zone are you?
I'm in Central.
Okay. Sure, that works. You know, before we say goodbye here, can I ask you what I think is a quick something that is it's a little bit related, but it's not. I mean, it is, but everything's always related. But
sure, we can try anything.
Okay. Someone said to me, I don't even remember when it was. It might have been a week or a week and a half or something ago. And it was an intuitive, or I guess she calls herself a psychic. And I trust the things that she says. But she said something to me when I was saying to her, hey, you know, I'm ready to move. I'm all packed up. I'm waiting for spirit to direct me as far as where I'm going to bring in the new work opportunity and also to bring in money to help me move. And she was basically, well, just do it, just move. And I was like, well, I'm going to, but I don't have the resources right now. I'm still waiting for them to come in from spirit. And it was that, say that, that typical comment of like, don't wait, you know, do and create. And I'm like, I am, I'm doing these other things, you know? But I'm also, you know, it's a back and forth process with spirit. And she was like, basically like, well, it just seems like there's a block there on why you're not just leaving. Because as you know, like I've been, spirit brought me back to live at my parent, with my family for the last couple of years to clear these family triggers. So I just wanted to just say about that. I kind of just wanted to see what you picked up with that, because I don't feel like I am blocked. I feel like I'm doing everything, and I feel like everything's unfolding in the right way. But it just kind of bothered me on how she was saying, well, I think there's a block there. You know, why are you not just going?
Okay. Well, what I'm getting, and this is part of what I was getting when Queen was talking with you, is that you have so much knowledge. When she was seeing you sitting on all of those books, all of that knowledge, that knowledge has actually become a burden and a binding in your life. And that's one of the things we're going to work on letting go of when we work later today, because you need to let go of the restrictions that you place on yourself based on the knowledge that you have accumulated. You've got so much knowledge that it's really time for you to let go of the knowledge, because you're past that. Yeah, you're moving into more of your connection and the flowing and allowing and just being, instead of all of the knowledge that you've accumulated.
Okay.
So that's part of your transition, and that may be what she was seeing. And
okay.
So she was encouraging you to just step out there in faith and move, which can be really scary. And that's just, you know, one of the things that we're going to help you let go of.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. So, okay, I'll speak to you in a couple of hours then. Thank you.
I would like to add something, too. I spoke about being an empath, and from what you said, you are as well, for many reasons. That's why you've absorbed so much from your mother, and you took in what this person said to you, and you've held it to heart. And as Barbara was saying, letting go, shake it off. It's for you to determine, ultimately, who you are, what's happening with you, and how you perceive it and receive it. That was her perspective. You walk with your own perspective. You write your own reality.
Yeah.
And her purpose in your life could have merely been to get you to that point of realizing not to ingest everything everyone says. Because a lot of times, people don't even know what they're talking about. Anyway, have a beautiful
day.
That
is true.
Thank you. I agree with that. I've gotten much better with shaking it off, but I notice you're pointing that out on how still sometimes someone will say something to me, and I take it in, and it's like, why? That's not helping you. But yes. All right. Thank you very much. I'll speak to you later then. We'll move on to the next. Thank you.
Okay,
next person.
Jessica. One of the things that they're telling me that I need to say right now for everybody is that sometimes you meet someone who says something that really just really hits you. And it's like they become, or what they've said becomes, a thorn in your side. And it's there so that you can recognize that you had an attachment, a connection, something that was a part of what they were saying that maybe you hadn't looked at within yourself. And so they put that thorn there to irritate you so that you would start looking at yourself, your beliefs, whatever it is, and start making changes in your life. So even the thorns that we get are a part of our growth, our learning, and they're there to help us. So be grateful to those people who are thorns in your side, because they are helping you. Okay. And now we are going to go to the chat room where Dove for Peace has written. And Dove says, "Hi, beautiful ladies. I'm so excited about my life that is changing. I'm looking to make a job change as soon as possible. I'm just not feeling that this is the place for me. I've been sending out resumes. I'm just not hitting the right one. Help. I know we are love our neighbors. I'm just not liking the people around me at work. I know I'm loving everyone. I have some guilt around this." She's got some heavy guilt around this. Okay. So, Queen, do you have anything for Dove?
Yes. As you were reading her words, I got temporary work, doing temporary work. And then I saw her taking, like, packages, taking things that look like packages. But then I got that.
Queen, are you there, or is it me that's going out? Or?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
If you're talking, I'm not hearing you.
I am talking.
Oh, now I'm hearing you. Okay.
Good. I saw her, well, I get temporary work around here, and I saw her picking up packages, and then I got the feeling that if she chose to, she could begin to work for herself. I see her doing errands and things for her neighbors, for the elderly, babysitting, washing clothes, washing cars. She's versatile, or he. They're versatile and very creative. And I see them moving around, temporary work. Try for temporary work, which would afford them many different opportunities in different environments to be in, but also doing other kind of work. Like I said, helping the elderly in the neighborhood, pushing a baby carriage, going roller skating with some of the children and getting paid for this in the neighborhood. That's what I feel about that. Opportunities are there. They're right there. She sees people, or they see people around them that need help, and they're aware of this. So begin to offer assistance for a fee, and watch what happens. Watch the doors open.
Well, she's saying that, yes, she's done that before.
Mm.
So she's agreeing with what you're saying. And she's still typing, so take a second before I can actually read it. So I guess that, okay, what I'm getting is that this is an opportunity for her evolution. That with the changes that she's going through, what she used to consider to be the right work for her may not fit anymore. And so by doing this temporary jobs and experiencing all of this different stuff, then she'll get a better inclination as to what is right for her now, because she's not
mm-hmm.
who she was. She's changing, which I think is exactly what you said. So I guess we're in agreement.
That's wonderful. where two or more are gathered. And change is good. Change is definitely good. And she's going to find she has more free time. I saw her in the chat room. She said, should she do temporary work while she's looking for a full-time job, if that's what makes her happy. But definitely temporary work. And also take a portion of the money that she gets on the side or in her new business and put it to the side. And she's going to be amazed how quickly it's going to mass together. That was 5, 10, 15, 20. And she's going to look at them. Yes. Yes. And wow. I get her going someplace. If she lives near water, a trip or even a move, someplace near water, that's going to, her life is going to get much more magical, much more freedom. And she's going to be living in a much more natural, beautiful environment that I see her going to another country, maybe even living in another country, like an island kind of place.
Oh, that sounds good. I think I'd like to do that.
Me too. Me three. Oh, and she's good. And she's real good with children. She's real good with children. As she pursues her doing these things for the neighborhood, the doors are going to open. And she's going to make a connection with someone that might have property on the island, that has contacts. That's what I see for her.
Wonderful. So big changes are coming your way, Dove. So, you know, be open. Be open to what's there. Don't think that you have to have a traditional full-time job in order to have the traditional benefits and all of that traditional stuff, which really feels very heavy to me. Let yourself evolve. Allow yourself to experience the growth from your own heart, from your own soul, because that's what's coming into your life now. And that's why you don't fit where you are. It's because you are changing. So let yourself evolve.
She says she lives near water, and she's also saying that she needs insurance. If you feel you need it, you need it. If you're not on, okay, I'm not even gonna go there that way. I'm gonna enlist you to enlist yourself to begin to do healing on yourself. To have the confidence in knowing that, because no job is guaranteed. I want to put that clear. It's not written in stone that an employee is going to keep you until death do you part. That's real. Needing insurance is saying that you're going to attract an illness or be in need of it. So try to alter your thoughts while you're going through these shifts. And also know that if for some reason you have to go to the hospital, you'll be able to. But enlist your own healing gifts. Call upon them. Call upon your ability to heal yourself. Seek out that knowledge. And that's something that I'm sure Infinity Healing could help you with.
Well, yes, you could connect with me and schedule a discovery session, and we could clear out some of the limitations that you have placed on your own life, because they are the limitations that you put there. And that's true for everybody. We're the ones who decided that we can only be so big. And so we create these little lives to make sure that we stay these little beings living in our little boxes. So it really is up to us. So, Dove, you know, go to my website, click that Schedule Now button, and book your discovery session. And then we will spend 20 minutes releasing you from your box, which will be absolutely wonderful. And your angels are clapping. So, yeah, they really want you to do that. Okay. We are going to move on to our next caller from area code. Yeah, I noticed that you keep cracking. That's another reason why they want us to just have that session. So do book that discovery session out. This is an indication that they're saying you're not going to get your answers right here today. You need to work with me. Okay. Area code 239. Hi, who's
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Yeah. Hi. Hello. Yeah, this is Jeanette. How are you?
I'm fine, Jeanette. How are you?
Good. Barbara? Is this Barbara?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is Barbara.
Hi. I've talked to you before. But, today, so I have issues like feeling a lot of anxiety about this relationship that I'm in. I don't seem to know if it really has potential or not. And
okay.
Whatever other information you have regarding my anything.
Okay. Well,
what's
let's
your
see
name?
What Queen wants to say for you first. Her name is Jeanette.
What's your name? Jeanette.
Mm-hmm.
Jeanette. I'm aching for you, and I don't want to be aching, but because you're saying, you're asking if this relationship has any, if it is going to go anywhere,
mm-hmm.
good for you. Right? But you're having anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, it's not good for you.
Right.
If you're having anxiety, it's not good for you. Tomorrow it might be, but right now it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because do your friends give you anxiety?
No.
Mm-hmm. Then this person who you have decided that you want to have a relationship with, unless you want to have anxiety.
I am aware that maybe I was used to living in anxiety, but it's not something that I need or want anymore. I know that. Yeah.
Good. Because you've heard that saying, there's a whole bunch of fish in the sea.
Yeah.
And if you look in the water, the fish may look back at you. And smile in the form of, you know what I see? I see a very, as I said that, I see a very handsome man coming toward you.
Okay.
And he's very charming. He's magical. And he's going to adore you. But he will not come as long as you're holding on to this other situation that is pulling you down. I see a happy relationship coming for you, but you're going to have to make some shifts. I'm going to send you to Barbara too to get your 20 minutes that she's offering. because it will be a blessing. I've experienced her infinity healing. It will be a blessing for you. And you're worth more than whatever he's not offering you. And the things you like about him, see them in someone else, but also other qualities. And I feel like he keeps you waiting. His words are good. And make sure that you include that in the next person. And the qualities that you have with your friends, you know, they can be in a male. A male can be fun and make you smile and make you feel good about yourself and compliment yourself. So my feeling is at this present time, and people change. I'm not saying he's going to. I'm not saying he's not going to. But you take care of you. Let go of the anxiety. I feel it leaving. Let go of the anxiety.
Okay.
And I also want to see you work on yourself, like your physical self. Like
okay.
I'm going to the gym. You know, I see you going to the gym and reshaping yourself.
Yes, yes. I need that, yes.
Do that, and there's a lot of men in it anyway. It'll give you a chance to look at some handsome men and watch how they look at you and watch how you interact with them. And you know, yeah, go to the gym. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Jeanette, one of the things that I'm getting is that you are feeling this anxiety in part because you don't really believe in yourself. You don't really think that you have the value and the worth that you do have. You feel, it's like you're afraid that he's going to look at you one day and go, oh my gosh, how did I end up with her? And so you aren't comfortable in your own skin.
Mm-hmm.
And the more comfortable you are in your own skin, the more you are willing to just be you and to let your light shine and to allow other people to see who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to do the things that are going to make you feel more comfortable with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nobody more important in your life than you are. And they keep telling me that you are so wonderful, but you just don't know it.
That's true. I think I am. It's true. I mean, I can make a list, and it's incredible, but it's true. It's the feeling that it is true and real.
Yeah.
That is what I have problems with sometimes, that I sort of don't fully believe it, even though there's so much proof of it. It's almost like a part of me cannot really believe it, you know?
Okay, so you need to go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, click on the Schedule Now button, and book a discovery session with me, and we will work on this, because it's time for you to start accepting yourself and to seeing the beautiful woman that you are. Because you are beautiful and you have so much potential, and it's time for you to start living that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome, and I look forward to working with you. So, book that session.
Okay.
I want to say too that get you a cup or a bowl with water in it, and look into it. Look for that fish in the sea. Look for that fish.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We are going to the caller from area code 478. Hi.
Hello.
This is
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'd like to talk to you about a situation that I've been going through for the last 5 months. Me and my husband are separated, and I've had a lot of discovery about what's been going on and the truth and the lies, and I don't know if I'll ever give... He'll ever ask for forgiveness, but I'd like to go ahead and forgive the situation. I don't know if we'll be able to work this out, but whatever the outcome may be, I'd like to forgive it and be able to move on, or forgive it and be able to work it out, one way or the other.
Okay. Okay, so Queen, what do you have to do?
You're not sure what you want to do, clearly. Either way. I'll forgive him. I won't forgive him. But the point is, you want to forgive. You want to forgive, and that's where to start. Forgive. Forgive him. He did whatever he did, and he's a jerk. Yeah, I said it. He was a jerk, and that was that. And you're going to forgive him because it's going to make you feel better. And as you do that, you're going to know by his actions whether he is worthy of you anymore, because he's already overstepped your boundaries. He's already hurt you, made you cry, made you worry, made you be in fear. Wow, he brought up a lot of energy in you. And your willingness to forgive him is beautiful. Watch him. Prayerfully watch him. Do forgive him because it's your benefit. And watch what he does. How he, it's like you all are at the beginning of a relationship. And you're building, because the foundation, whether you own property together, whether you have bank accounts together, that's a sidebar. You all are starting fresh. And you lay the ground rules. You lay the ground rules. You let him know what you want, what you will accept, and what you won't accept. It's probably highly unlikely that he'll do everything right away. Could happen. But you let him know what you want. And he'll let you know if he's willing to do it. When he falls short, because I feel he will. Like taking out the trash every Wednesday. That he'd be willing to apologize. You let him know what you want. That's important. And I see you folding up clothes and like you're packing. You might go away. I'm not saying you're moving, but you might go away on a trip. That would be good for you. If you can't afford to go to Dubai, go around the corner. Visit with a girlfriend that you haven't spent time with, just happens to have room, that you have a lot of fun with, or even visit your parents or your children.
We don't have any. We've been married 32 years, but I thought about going to visit my father-in-law down in Daytona, which he's been on my mind lately, so.
That would be good. That would be very good. Get away, see it from a different perspective. Let him see if he really misses you, and you see if you really miss him. But I'm strongly getting, you let him know what you want. He's been doing what he wants. You let him know what you want, what you will accept and what you won't accept, and you stand firm in that. I see you getting rooted to the ground, deep roots about what. So in your forgiveness, on your forgiveness path, ask for guidance. What is truly going to make you happy in this relationship? 32 years is a long time. But everything has a time and a season and a reason. Stand in your power. Stand in your power. You can make it if you try. That's all I got.
Okay, Debbie, we are going to do some forgiveness work now. So are you ready?
I am.
Okay. So first we're going to activate the Infinity Healing Energy, and if you are willing to receive it, just say yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you questions, and then when you say yes, I'm going to tell you to breathe. So this is really complicated. Make sure that you understand. Ask questions, say yes, breathe. Okay. Would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to truly accept that he is exactly the way that he is and that he may never change? And that who he is and who he has been has always been his decision. And that the only one who is responsible for him and his behavior and his thoughts is him. And you do not need to have any guilt or any responsibility for his choices. And so this is energy that is just going to allow you to completely and totally forgive him. Forgive him for everything he's done, everything he said, everything you know about, everything you don't know about, just completely and totally forgiving it all, which means that you are removing your attachment, many of it. So if you are ready to allow yourself the freedom that comes with this forgiveness, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And are you willing to forgive yourself? Because when you married him, you married him in that time when a woman was kind of like she was the backbone of the man. She was the one behind him. She was the one who fed him and cleaned up after him and took care of him and made sure that everything got done the way it needed to be done so that he would have time to do the manly things. Boy, we used to have some weird beliefs. And that is the way that you were taught to live. That's what you saw your mother live. That's what you believed was required of you. When you went into this marriage, you were supposed to be, you know, the June Cleaver wearing the pearls and vacuuming, or whatever image it is that comes up in your mind about being a wife. So this forgiveness is forgiving you for any way that you feel that you have failed to be that June Cleaver wife, that perfect wife with the, you know, the nice little drink when he comes through the door and asking how his day was and making sure that everything about you was perfect so that he has a wonderful, pleasant experience, because being a man is so incredibly hard. They have to go out there and they have to do so much, and so we have to take care of them. We become responsible for them. Oh, so if you want to forgive all of that and let it go and recognize the truth is that the only person you are responsible for is you. The only person whose life you are creating is yours. And you are not responsible for anything that he has ever done. You are not to blame. You can't look and say, well, if you had done this, then I would have done something different. You are not a part of it. He was making his own choices. You were making your own choices. And there is nothing in his baggage that you are responsible for. So if you are ready to completely and totally forgive yourself for anything and everything you might have done, anything and everything you might have blamed yourself for, even if you need to forgive yourself for the fact that you are alive, just forgiving anything and everything so that you can have the freedom to move forward in your life and choose who you are being right now. And say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for clearing out any blame, any shame, any guilt, any need for punishment or to be punished, anything that's dragging you down?
Oh, you're reading me real good.
You've got this heaviness about you, like, so if you are willing to just completely and totally let all of that go, to let the angels come in and lift that off of your shoulders, because that's not yours. It's not your garbage, and there's no need for you to lug it around. It's just allow this infinity healing energy to go within you and cut all of the attachments, even if they have to use these super heavy-duty bolt cutters, whatever they need. Ooh, even if they have to pull out the chainsaw. Okay, and now Archangel Michael is there with the sword of truth. So everything's being cut away from you. And so that you can just completely and totally stand anew and shine bright in your power as this beautiful, powerful, wonderful, incredible woman who is making her own choices and moving forward in her life. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Until all that stuff just falling away. Woo. And would you like an infinity healing for letting yourself let go of the need to think about it, to analyze it, to run the scenarios over and over in your brain, thinking, well, if I'd just done this instead of that, then maybe things would have been better. There's a whole lot of thinking going on in there that you really don't need because it's all about the past, and you can't change the past. So there's really no need for you to go back and re-examine the past. Even though we were taught in school, it's by knowing the past that we can change our future, but actually they taught us to stay stuck in our past. And that's what happens when you are always thinking about it and analyzing it. You are remaining stuck in the past. So this infinity healing energy is going to just clear all of that stuff out to allow you to just let it go. You've forgiven it. You know that things were done and that's it. Things were done. There is nothing that is attached to them except the attachments that you have placed there. Because nothing has meaning until we give it meaning. So if you are looking at everything that happened throughout your marriage and giving it all of these meanings, and none of these meanings that you're giving it seem to be good meanings, so they don't even need to be there. You can just accept that this happened. It is over. It is done. And I don't need to go there anymore. So if you are ready to just let go of all of that need to rehash, reanalyze, re-whatever it is, then say yes.
Oh, yes. That'd be so nice.
And just take three nice deep breaths. Okay, so repeat after me. I release the past.
I release the past.
I am living in the now.
I'm living in the now.
I release all of the guilt and shame and regrets about my marriage.
I release all the regrets, shame about my marriage.
I am choosing to create my own life.
I am choosing to create my own life.
I release that man and everything he did.
I release that man and everything he did.
I am moving forward with my life.
I am moving forward in my life.
I release all of my stuff as well.
I release all my stuff as well.
I am a new woman.
I am a new woman.
I am standing strong.
I am standing strong.
I am beautiful and capable.
I am beautiful and capable.
I am magnificent and loving.
I am magnificent and loving.
And I am going to step out there and be alive.
I am going to step out there and be alive.
because this is my choice.
This is my choice.
And I embrace it.
And I embrace it.
And take three nice deep breaths. And how do you feel?
I feel pretty good.
Okay. There's something going on in your head. Okay, what's going on in your head?
Oh, it's just about him and me, what I'm going to do. He hasn't even asked. You know, he's not there yet. About the choices of which way to go. About maybe going into and finding a new relationship, working out the old relationship. Just, I stay in my head a lot, so I do that. And then I'm also thinking about my divorce and all the evidence that I have and ready to show it to prove my side. It's just I stay up there so much, and that's all I think about.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if we can get you out of that head. Ooh. You're making my head hurt, you think so much.
I've been that way all my life. I'm such a thinker in my head.
Okay. Repeat after me. I release the need to think.
I release the need to think.
I am listening to my heart.
I am listening to my heart.
I release the need to have my mind come up with solutions.
I release the need for my mind to come up with solutions.
I know that my heart always has the solution.
I know that my heart always has the solution.
I release the burden of thinking.
I release the burden of thinking.
I choose the joy of feeling.
I choose the joy of feeling.
I release all of the programming that has me analyze everything.
I release the programming that has me analyzing everything.
And I accept the knowing that I am guided.
I accept the knowing that I'm guided.
And I give my mind permission to not be in charge anymore.
I give my mind permission not to be in charge anymore.
And I give my heart permission to guide me.
And I give my heart permission to guide me.
Take three nice deep breaths. Oh, that feels much better. How does your head feel? Mine feels better.
I'm smiling.
Good. Wonderful. So what guidance is saying is the more you are opening up to yourself, to your own life, to what it is that you want to create. And I realize that in some ways this is like a huge shift, because being a wife means that you are always focused on your husband. He is important. He is the one you have to do things for. And now they're saying to just open the window and throw all of that out, because none of that is true anymore. You are the one who is important in your life. Every decision you make from this point forward needs to be based on what is best for you, first and foremost. So if he wants to do something and it doesn't feel right for you, then you would just say no. You don't have to explain to him why you said no. You don't owe anybody any explanation ever. You can just say no, and that's it. There is no discussion. You are a strong, independent woman. You don't have to justify your actions to anybody. You can just say no. And apparently you needed to hear that.
Oh, I've been learning that. I'm a new person since all this stuff has happened. I have really, like, stepped back into my power. And so much
good
weight has gone off of me. It's just, it's a release.
Yes. And this whole experience is actually a gift. A gift so that you can start embracing you. That you can start doing what's right for you. That you can start recognizing you. It's like you've been in the shadows all these years and now you're out in the sunlight. And it's okay. You can handle it.
It feels good. You recognize that. Wow. I have. Literally walking in the sunlight. Literally.
Wonderful.
With a smile on my face.
Well, yay for you. So take that trip, you know. Go to Florida. Have a good time. Walk on the beach in a bikini.
Now that might be pushing it. Not there yet. I might get there, but not there yet.
Well, you know, it's not like I told you had to go to a nude beach. You get a little bit of cover.
Put a cover up. Well, you know, I have thought about bathing in the nude in my own yard, but that's so funny. Oh, Lord.
Well, wonderful. I can feel that your energy is definitely changing, and that's great. And now you can create a beautiful life for yourself.
That's wonderful. I did sign up for the 20-minute discovery before I ever called in, because I read the bio before I actually called, and I went ahead and signed up for it for Monday. So I'll enjoy talking to you.
Well, I look forward to that. We are just going to have so much fun.
Oh, thank you.
Well, drink lots of water, and I'll talk to you
on
Monday.
Oh, thank you so much. I so appreciate your time. Thank you. I needed this more than words to say. I mean, I hear literally on the other side of this phone while you were talking, and then I'm laughing at the end of this. So thank you so much.
Well, good, wonderful. Well, have some fun and enjoy your life. That's what's important.
I will.
Okay. Bye, bye, Debbie.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Okay. All right. So, Queen, tell people how they can find you. Not that you're lost.
Well, I'm not. I have moments. I'm not gonna make it easy. They're gonna have to track me down. They can look for me on Facebook and let me know that they heard me here, and they can look for me under Opulence, OPULENCE, and then a space, and then Ra, RA, and then NTR. Or they can punch that in on Blog Talk, and they'll find me there, and they can follow me there. And that last session was beautiful. It was beautiful. I went through it as well, and
how nice, how beautiful what you do. And
okay.
I thank you. You're welcome. I thank you for having me. I do want to say, though, that I am beginning to form, build it, and they will come. I haven't defined it, named it yet, but working with children and perhaps one parent, two parents in private sessions to allow the children to stay open, because they are open when they come in and then they get entangled with the programming and then they get screwed up like so many other people. And to be able to assist them on their path of staying open and having their parents be in harmony with who their children are and who they are. So anyone interested in going down that path with me, I would love to hear from them. I'm going to have my first session in May. I haven't defined the date yet. And you could be a part of that, helping me to pull this together and assist you with your children. And I'm not a disciplinarian. I don't want children that have discipline problems, because that's not where I come from. I want children who are able to receive easily. And with the parents being there, that should eliminate any discipline problems, but I'm real clear about that. I will not allow that into my vibration. That's not my work. But I see magical days ahead for those who come into this vibration that is being created. A lot of fun, a lot of reawakening and rekindling, and helping the parents to really, really have a relationship with their children that is as it was intended to be, from my perspective. So that's me, and thank you for having me. It was really, really a joy to be here with you.
Well, I really enjoyed it, and that feels like a wonderful thing that you're creating, working with the parents and children, and I can see where it's just going to be opening doors for both the parents and the children, because everyone's going to be changing, and you're going to be part of making this heaven on earth, which is absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show. I have just loved this. We're going to have to do this again.
We will.
And yes, I think they're telling me June, so I'll have to find out when in June we're supposed to do this again, and I'll let you know.
I look forward to that, and you have a beautiful day. I'm sure you were going to without me saying it, but I'll just add more beauty into it. And until we meet again, namaste.
Namaste to you too. And thanks to everyone who listened and everyone who called in and shared who you are. Life is so wonderful. And I just hope everyone realizes that. So have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.